Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Stand With You right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way, I keep telling you guys, it is the only way we win, right? If you have the information, the proper information, that is, and you know what we need to do, if you would, and you got the, and we can win this. We can make a difference. Now, if you don't want to, if you don't want to get involved, you're afraid to get engaged, which is why we're at where we're at. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just trying to be real with you, as some of the kids like to say. If you really want to make a difference, you really want to help your kids out, then you got to get informed. You have to get informed. You have to get engaged and not be afraid of what they're going to do to you or not do to you. Okay, look, whether you like him or not, I want you to think about what President Trump is going through right now for you, for me, because it sure ain't for him. Right? Think about it. It isn't. There's so many, I keep telling people, there's so much more he could be doing. He doesn't need this garbage. And I don't either. I get this. I don't get it at the level he gets at. But I get the same amount of garbage being on the school board. Because the way they see it, the way they believe it to be true, right, is they know what's better. The unions, the teachers, the far-left parents, they know what's better. You don't know what's better. So it's up to us to fight for your kids. I have no kids left in the district. So it's like, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Because I haven't found, it's sad, I know, it's me, but I haven't found anybody yet that will fight like I fight and others like me to keep your kids safe without caring about what they say about you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, which I would say part of the solution. And the big part of this, frankly and honestly, I am tired. I'm seeing more and more and more of these detransitioning videos. I'm seeing more and more and more of the mental health issues with these kids. It's not stopping. And the reason it's not stopping is we're not giving them anything to step out on. You know, some of you know I wrote a book a few years back, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And my very first, the very first chapter in it is absolutes? Absolutely not. Because they can't. Now think about that. That was back in 2016. I wrote that. You could see that they no longer wanted what's right, what's wrong. They no longer wanted you to know what that was. They no longer wanted you to step out on what's right or what's wrong. Look, at the simplest level, whether you believe in God or not, air is air, oxygen is oxygen. You need it to live. If you don't have it, you die. Whether you believe in God or not, you can call it what you want. If you believe that you got gills and you can live under the water, I jump to the bottom of the pool. Live down there for a while. Let's see how long it takes you to come up to the realities of life and the reality of oxygen. You can't make it up as you go. You can't decide something means something just because you want it to. Just like you can't decide you're a boy if you're a girl just because you want to be like the boys. The amount of damage it's doing to our kids is horrendous. And you know what? You may need some care after this, and I've got just the person for you. But I'm going to put it back on the parents. Where are you? What are you doing? And some of you will say, well, in the schools, my God, I'm outnumbered. Yeah, you are. You definitely are. My school board went from 5-0 conservative to 4-1. Why? Because your parents didn't come out and do what you were supposed to do. These are your kids you want to protect. I don't need to be there taking this. I said it at the beginning. I mean, this is really simple stuff. I can stay home and watch all the tomfoolery. It ain't like you make a whole bunch of money here. Look, I probably do 60 to 80 hours a month. I get $411 before taxes. I don't need to be here. I don't need this aggravation. Matter of fact, I've lost clients over my stance. All right? You got to step up. You got to do something. You got to step up. Because you're not fighting. You're fighting for your child, but you're fighting for the other children coming behind you, too. You're fighting for your nieces and nephews, and at some point in time, you're going to be fighting for your grandchildren. Because everything you're doing today, you'll be doing for a while. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, you're going to have a chance to straighten me out. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me. Dr. B will be here for 2 full hours talking about the things that are affecting you and your children from a mental health standpoint. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? So you're not part of the problem. That's what we want. We want you to be well-informed so you can engage and you don't look like a fool. But before we get into the heavy stuff, you know, today was a good day. In April 17th, back in 1970, Apollo 13 astronauts returned alive. And I say it was great because some of you guys don't even know what an Apollo is. I get it, okay? I mean, and they defied, you know, they had a problem with their spacecraft. They had a minor explosion. They weren't sure they were going to bring these people back, these astronauts back. And they came back. God brought these guys back alive. So, you know, I mean, as bad as it gets, when you think you got nothing left, that's it. It's over. These guys were able to make it back. So God bless, and I'm glad he brought him back. See, good news for once, I think. All right, Dr. Bridget, yeah, she's going to bring the death sentence here. Dr. Bridget Melton joins us, as she does from time to time. Tonight's show is a little special. We're going to spend 2 hours because we never get through some of your questions. And really, this is serious stuff. We really need to be dealing with this in depth. And I know, Dr. B, sometimes you think you talk too much. Not to be mean, I'm not your husband, so don't listen to me. But, you know, no, you need to take however amount of time you need to take to get the information across, you know?
Yes, there's a lot of it, and it's piling up. It's funny because I feel like I yell and scream. I am alerting parents every week, every time I'm on, and man, I can't keep up with it. I cannot keep up with everything going on, and just when you're think you're comfortable parents, and I hope, and if you are a parent, honestly, you're going to want to hear everything I have to say in the next 2 hours. Please text as many people as you can to get on therealside.com with Joe Messina, JoeMessina.com, is that what it is?
Yeah, JoeMessina.com. Okay. We're live there. There's a chat room there.
It's live.
And chat with us. There's people there that are smarter than I am. Not smarter than Dr. B, but smarter than me. There'll be people in the chat room.
I do not feel smart. I mean, I literally feel like I'm in the bottom of a sewage pit doing this, just trying to keep our, you know, family afloat with all this nonsense that's raining down on all of us. But yes, and you can call. There's a number on the website. Do all of that because I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories where you are being active in your community and that you are, So before I go into that, I want to tell you this. So back to what I said about just when you think that you're good, you're safe, you cannot breathe for more than 30 seconds, parents, without getting back in the fight. And I am now learning in the Bible when it says keep fighting the good fight, what that means. You know, a lot of people are like, fight, good fight. What's the good fight? Well, the good fight literally is for your family. It's for you. It is for God. It is if your child does not have some kind of moral code that he knows about, that she knows about, that you put on, that you give them, that you bless them with every single day, then you're not going to be able to stay afloat, and more so your kids are not going to be able to. So the good fight is that. It is the Word of God. It's we can't even skirt around the truth anymore. I'm up praying all the time. You know, I get woken up and God puts people on my mind and I immediately pray for them. Whenever you all have been the recipient of these prayers, and I'll text you, when you're on my mind, that means there's a spiritual battle coming or there's one going on that you don't know about. I'm so sorry, but I'm a huge prayer warrior.
Never be sorry for that.
Yeah, I know.
You can't get enough of it. You know, whether they want it or not,
it's true.
You know, whether they want to suck oxygen or not, they've got it. And they have to deal with it, right?
We need it. We all need it. But I do have a few friends that are like, oh, no, what? Why are you texting me? You know, and they're good friends. I'm like, I just prayed for you. They're like, shoot. I go, do you know why? They're like, nope, not yet. So, and then they find out later that day. And they're like, thanks for praying. You know, I handled it. But it's so important. There's an article that just came out that I'm going to talk to you guys about in a little bit that it should frighten you. It should frighten you that this is what new parents are thinking, number one. It should frighten you for the fact that your children are going to be shoulder to shoulder in school and at work and at church and in life with these kids that are raised by these parents. So that's coming, and you want to hear this. But again, okay, so getting back to saying just when you think you can relax, I went to my kiddos' school. They go to a Christian school. I love it. You know, all schools and churches have their issues, and you just move forward and you know, talk to the teachers and personnel about that. So it was book fair today, and I went in. Allie said, do you want to go to the book – or can we go to the book fair? She didn't ask me. She's like, we're going to the book fair. So it's great. What did I think, right? Immediately, good. A chance to go to the school library right, Joe? We talk about this. Go look at the books that your kids are being sold, that are being checked out to. And I'm like, this should be easy, right? Christian school, library in a Christian school, easy, right? Little kids, I walk in, little kids are running around getting the books. So I go, you know, aisle to aisle to aisle to aisle, and all of a sudden I stop and I'm going to read the title to you, but it's stood out.
Take the liquid out of your mouth, people.
Oh, you guys, I can't. It's called A Tale of Witchcraft. And for us, Harry Potter's borderline. You know, we talk about it. I don't think, you know, our kids are going to lose their salvation over it. But anything to me with witchcraft or slaying the devil or anything like that is a huge red flag. So I just picked it up, and I don't want any of my kids, you know, being curious about witchcraft. And it is such, I mean, it's got a witch on the front of it, lots of witches, and just kind of evil, I don't know, depictions of things. It just, when your parent, you know, radar goes up, just ask. So it did. My everything else looked great, but I picked up this book. I went up to the front to one of the parent volunteers who's there a lot, not the actual librarian, because she's a liberal, because all librarians, I don't know what it is. What is it, Joe, about librarians?
Yeah, they are. You're
everyone
right.
I know, I don't care what school they work in or which city, they're all liberal. I don't get it. So I walked it over and said, hey, this one doesn't feel like it should be here. My daughter had red flags, I had red flags, and she looked at it and her eyes were huge. And I said, yeah, no. And she's like, an emphatic no. She said, I had no idea. And she showed another lady that was there, and she's like, what is that doing on? It was great. And she goes, can you go get all of them? We're taking those off. We're boxing them. We're setting them back.
All right. On that positive note,
yeah,
we're going to go for commercial. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Dr. B is going to be with us for a full hour and a half. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal investigators say China set up a secret police station in New York City. There are 2 Chinese suspects in custody now. A top federal prosecutor in the Big Apple, Breon Peace, announced the charges.
The defendants, Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping,
were arrested earlier this morning at their homes in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. The top federal prosecutor said the station was right in the heart of New York City, in Manhattan's Chinatown. The Defense Department is still assessing the scope and scale of the recent leak of classified documents. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified info, with recommendations due in 45 days. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Or hate to love, or, you know, just hated that they didn't like them. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, I don't always just tap dance and sing. Sometimes I bring on the experts so you actually have a clue as to what's going on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week now. And right now, with the crisis going on with our teenagers and where they're at, you need to take a stand. Dr. B, you think, I don't know if you caught the first segment, but I did my famous getting on the parents, you know, and getting on them to be parents, to show up, to open your mouth, not to let them get away with what they're getting away with. And this weekend I went to an event and there were some parents there and we were talking about how to make a difference. And, you know, some of them feel like they're not getting anywhere. They feel like it's getting worse. They go, yeah, because you show up and yell and scream for 3 weeks and then we don't see you again. And you leave a little remnant behind. And then you want to talk to me about having jobs because, you know, I don't have one, but you talk to me about having jobs and you got to get the kid to soccer practice. Okay, then deal with it. Deal with all the craziness you have in school because you're so busy on the soccer field going, look at my boy kick the field goal, that when he gets in school, when he's being taught CRT and that he's really not a boy, might be a girl or a little kitty for that matter, then you got nobody to call. You have nobody to call because ultimately you're responsible for your kids. They did not ask to be brought in this world. You brought them in here. They're your responsibility. All right, go ahead. Now you can.
No, it's great. No, it's great. And I feel like, you know, we're always screaming at parents. And I have some of the most amazing parents around me, moms that I hang out with. And they can't even keep up. You know, we are all trying. It is a full-time job for me. Yep. To keep up and to write this book for you guys. I'm trying to get it out. It's truly just going to be a how-to book on parenting. I'm going to have all these subjects, how to do this, how to talk to this, how to look for this, how to find this, how to, you know, everything, apps, everything. And, you know, the funny thing is I'm going to get it written and it's going to need a new edition because there's so much coming at us, but I am working on that. And, you know, we talk about, so by the way, they took the book out of, you know, they told me to go get all the books. I got them all, the witchcraft
wow.
books, and they put them behind in a box and said, those are out, send them back, done. So I appreciate that. I didn't have to go to the school board, right, and say, hey, why do we have a witchcraft book in a Christian school. And they just did. And all the parents that were in there that were volunteering all recognized it and were also flabbergasted and thanked me profusely for bringing it to their attention. Now, you're not going to find that in public schools, because you'll be called a bigot and a racist and a hater, right? But that you can't stop. Because I will tell you that when I did what I did, and I did it very respectfully, but I was forward and bold about it, that there were six or seven other parents in there that were applauding me. And in their head, I could tell because they were like, you know, but they would never say anything. I know they would never say anything. I know some of these other parents. I'll tell you, what you do for one, you're doing for many. And you need to remember that and be bold. And yes, it was kind of an adrenaline rush, like, oh my gosh, Joe and I talk about this on the radio all the time, and now I have to do this. I get it, but I've been there now. And I can tell you, you need to be bold and do it. And it was taken care of. So that is one thing I want to say as a call to action, parents. Put it on. Get your phones out right now. Get them out right now. And go to your calendar app. And pick a day where you've got some time during the school day that you can go get a pass and say, I would just love to visit your library and look at it and see what my children are being offered, because it is within your right. And maybe they'll have book fair days and they say, well, you have to come on a book fair day. Fine. Find out when the book fair day is. They're all going on right now, and do that and go and look shelf to shelf, book to book, at what's going on. Open the book, read what it's about, look for pictures, and practice reading out loud. If you think something's questionable, then go to the questionable part and read it out loud to your child. Just start reading it and see if you can even stomach it, because there are some things right now in school districts that I can't even read in my head. I feel like I have to go take a shower, and I've got to do six Hail Marys, even though I'm not Catholic. I don't even know what those are. But I feel like I have to go do something to get cleansed. I probably just offended like half of your listeners. But something, you know what I mean. And we've got these parents and these staff members. I know, Joe, you've gone through this, that are just like, what's wrong with these books? We're not taking them out. You know, don't be a hater. And then I love it when people and administrators say, well, read it. Read this section right here about what they're telling your kids to do with cucumbers. And that is a true thing out of a California sex ed right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, y'all, what? 10-year-olds starting in fifth grade and you're teaching them to do what? Number one, you know, and people even say leave it to the parents. I'm not even going to teach them how to, what? No, that's leave it to nobody. It's beyond.
Well, it's okay, but this, you know, I love that line too. Leave it to the parents. What does that mean? Leave it to the parents to show them how to put the condom on the cucumber or to use it properly. I mean, seriously, I just had this discussion with somebody who leans left on Saturday night, and I said, look, bottom line, we have no business teaching your kids moral values. Schools have no business teaching your kids about what's right or wrong, how to have sex, what sex is. None of that. That's not up to us. Reading, no, writing, arithmetic, period.
When you're doing it, when the schools are doing it, right, it is not your morals and values anymore. It's not even morals. It's not even moral, but this stuff is. It is predatory. It is depravity, and it is deviant. I mean, it's horrible. It's pornographic. It's nothing that any child should be learning, not any child. And which brings me to this article I found, because the woke parent disagrees. And this article that came out, because we not only can read our Bible and do Bible study and go to church and raise our kids, we also have to be aware of what the other side is doing. That's why our kids know about creationism and they know about evolution. They need to know how to they just need to learn Christian apologetics. They need to learn how to defend their faith. Someone the other day said, why do you have to teach your children to defend their faith? There's nothing to defend. I'm like, what? I don't.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, I said, well, what do you mean? They're like, well, if they love God, then they don't have to defend that. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're saying. They have to live in the world. They're like, well, you can't tell other people what to do. Just like, this is the problem, right? You can tell us what to do, but we are not allowed to explain to us how God works, how faith works, what the Bible says. It just hurts my head. And so we just got into it because I will discuss with you until it turns to a debate or turns negative and disrespectful. And I just kept discussing it with this person and it turned horrible on their side. But it's just amazing that I'm just trying to say, well, this is what she shares about her faith. This is what they believe. And they're like, how dare you put that on somebody? How dare she put that on another middle schooler or another peer? And I'm thinking, with these LGBT flags flying and this sex ed stuff, and she can't say, hey, I love you, and yet, you know, we want you to go to heaven, so the Bible says this, and keep the faith, and I'm praying for you. That's not allowed. And she said, absolutely not. That's hate. And did I say anything hateful? I mean, what is it? It has to be the prophetic spiritual blindness, and here we're seeing it right in young people, and that frightens me.
You know, to your person who said defend their faith, let me tell you what, as somebody who's involved in the schools, their faith is being pummeled on a daily basis. All right?
Correct.
Is that same person okay with somebody questioning whether somebody's transgender, gay, or lesbian? Because they're going to defend themselves that it's okay to be gay, lesbian, or transgender. But we're not able, it's not okay for us to defend our faith. We're called to defend our faith.
Well, absolutely. And when I said that, and I said those exact words, it's funny you say that we're called to do so. You know, we're allowed to stand up for, you know, ourselves as long as it's in a loving, non-judgmental
right.
manner to non-Christians, right? We can call out and judge other Christians in a loving way that's going to turn themselves around. James, it's in the book of James. If you are going to save, right, a person from falling, you're allowed to do that. Oh, of course, they only know one verse and judge not, lest you be judged.
I know, and they don't know the whole context, but whatever.
Keep reading.
Right? Let's forget the context. Yeah, there you go.
Well, and until, you know, one of my kids, and we talk about this stuff, one of my kids said, so we can't judge anyone, we can't call them out. And I said, what it says is just take the log out of your own eye first. Make sure you're not struggling with that.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then go to them and say, hey, I noticed your ABC. It's not my issue, but it seems like it's yours. How can I pray? How can I be there?
Okay.
You know, that's, yeah.
You have to pause.
How can I go to break?
We'll be back. Back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe's here, your host. I love playing little bits and pieces for my own personal mental health counselor. That is exactly the guy I would need. Otherwise, I would be a massive problem. I'd be doing time in jail, I'm sure. But, no, sir, hey, look, what is it? Whatever floats your boat, whatever gets to you. I mean, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. You know, Dr. B, I have found in my life that I need strong people to guide me. Because people that are kind of weak or trying to take the soft touch to things, good, bad, or indifferent, I see it as a sign of weakness. I need somebody that says, all right, Joe, let's grab the sword and take down the heathens. I mean, that's how...
Let's go. That's why you like me. Let's go.
Yeah,
there's
no gray area with Dr. B. This is right, this is wrong, end of discussion, and here's how I can prove it. That's what I need.
And I'm so called more and more and more to be very upfront and to be very truthful and speak truth, yes, out of love. But, man, that out of love part is fading away.
What did Jesus do? I mean, Jesus told him point blank what it was, how it was, what was going to happen, and he loved them so much he died for them. So why aren't we doing the same?
He did. And to me, what I get from when I, you know, the depiction of Jesus is, yes, he was extremely loving in his actions, but his words were pretty direct. They were pretty, almost sarcastic, right? The questions he asked, the parables, and then he just leaves, right? And they're like,
that's why
what?
I get it. I get it from my Savior. So
I love it. I love it. All these parables, you know, why don't you just tell me? It reminds me of that Seinfeld show. Their episode where Kramer is taking over the Movietron, the movie number, like 1-800-MOVIE. Yep. And so he's like, you know, what channel at 3:30? And is that what you want? And they're like, no. You know, and he's like, well, why don't you just tell me what you want? You know, and that's, to me, I could see the disciples and Jesus going,
yeah.
A fig tree? What? I don't know. That. The fish? Can you? And he's like, nope. Sit with that. I'll be back. And it's just like,
well, you know, Jesus. If they wrote the story of Jesus and the adulterers today, it wouldn't look anything like it is in the Bible, right? Well, I don't want you to feel bad. Do you feel bad? Because I don't want you to feel bad. I'm gonna have to talk to you about this, but I'm not gonna be attacking you. Okay, I'm kind of attacking.
It's still, there is such a culture of Christians that see the woman at the well story two different ways. I talk about this all the time. The ones that, he was so loving and caring and sat with her, and he said, hey, love you, and moved on, right? There's those Christians. And then the Christians who actually read the entire parable where he says, go and sin no more. Yeah. It was a command. It wasn't just, yes, and that's the truth in love.
Hey, try not to do it again. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's not good for you.
I mean, you know, but no, it was a command, right? Go and sin no more. Okay, we had lunch. It was great. And I love that. I love that example of we need to pour into our, you know, our lost friends, but we also need to use the word of God and tell them how it's really going to be. I, you know, had a Facebook friend that he keeps putting things about how, you know, I don't need the Bible, and I have myself, and I have my own wisdom, and I listen to my own heart, and I'm like, that's great. So he basically just, you know, messaged me and said, can you stop praying for me and stop telling me about the Bible? I'm never going to read it. I don't need it. You know, I am my own person. I am a, you know, strong man, and I'm just like, okay. I mean, I'm still going to pray for him, but, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, no, I'm still going to pray for you. I'm just going to say, okay. There's nothing to write to that, right? If they're saying, go away, you just write, okay. Because they don't know what to do with that, number one. Stop arguing with these people. No one to shake the dust off your feet, Matthew 10:14, and say, okay. Okay. You can still pray for them. It drives people nuts. Joe, have you ever done that? Just say, okay. Okay. But I just think here's the issue, right? That people think that they are God. We've done this. Tower of Babel, right? They thought that they could get high enough and God just went, and nobody can understand anybody. Before Noah's Ark times, they all thought the same thing. Sodom and Gomorrah, right? All these immoral rules. I feel like we're in Sodom and Gomorrah mini right now.
No question. New day, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Isn't it crazy? I'm just waiting for the angels to appear and for that to all happen.
I mean, you think about the similarities. You even got people right now that are saying, if I am not willing to date a transgender, if I'm not willing to date another man, then I am the evil one. I'm the terrible one.
Right.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Absolutely, right? And these people that are saying they have a right to do their thing and entertain and have a show and lap dance with 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds, when did that become all-inclusive people? That is what blows my mind, but it's happened.
Well, Dr. B,
they're
looking at it online anyhow. You know, little boys are always dreaming about sex. What's the big deal?
Right. Nothing like a man dressed as a woman clown. So it's creeping in. This article I promised I would get back to. It is a guide to the birth of the woke parent. When did raising kids become so complicated? So I always talk about how parents can raise non-woke kids, right? Truly awakened kids. Because you have to know according to scripture, with everything the woke is looking at, believes in, and dealing with, they are actually spiritually blinded and asleep. And this is crazy. So in this, they talk about raising kids today. You must have gender-neutral toys, eco-friendly accessories, feminist fairy tales. And then it explains a bunch of child-rearing rules to raise a proper woke kid, and I am not kidding. And this article has gone worldwide in all of Europe and in America. And the mom is a writer. She's a journalist who wrote this, and she has a little baby. And she said she took her son to a play session, right, at a local children's center, because that's what you do, and stuck him in front of some toy cars. That was her instinct. Well, instantly she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm a bad mom. I can't do that. That is somehow a gender, perpetrating a gender stereotype, putting him in front of cars. But what got me in this is that was her instinct, right? Boy, cars, what's wrong with that? So she picked him up and put him in the little kid kitchen where he got some, which I kind of like it because I feel like he wanted to blow it up. He just got some, like, vegetables and threw it in the microwave and smacked the microwave shut and they pushed. And I'm like, I love that. And then she's like, oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, I would put the little dolls in the microwave and turn them on when I was a kid.
Well, so,
go ahead.
Right? And then just blow it. But then she felt bad, like, oh, my gosh, so now, again, I'm this is, you know, forcing him to. So she did not know what to do. So she picked him up and put him in front of the dolls. I mean, she was very confused. And I'm like, how complicated this is not. And so we picked up, she said, and she writes her little journal about, you know, these weeks of taking him to play centers and what her kid does so she can have the best, raise the best woke son. But he picked up a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little Barbie doll, and then she said, my heart sank. She said, I think in the future this means he's going to hire employees who look just like him. And let me see, she put on the thing. Anyways, she said basically that she just went on and on saying, sorry, I was trying to read a little part of it, that's who she's going to raise because that's who he is attracted to, and that he's not going to raise other people because he's this European kid. He's not going to raise the people, you know, of color, of struggles, of financial diversity. And so she picked him up and, you know, took him to another play center. So I'm just like, what are you doing? And so she goes on, and then she gives a guide, a whole guide and list on how we can raise woke children due to her weeks and weeks of experience of this poor, you know, son of hers wanting to play with toys.
And so she's an expert now. Route. Cool. Got it.
She is. She said that she, you know, she goes, I tried putting my son in pink, right? Because I just want him to be eclectic. And she said, but the truth is he looks good in blue. And she's like, but what do I do? Is that bad? Is he going to be a racist? And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So just know, parents, as hard I can't. It goes on and on. There's journals and journals, and I'm just so, I'm just really concerned. I'm really concerned. And all these people that are trying to, all these good parents like y'all, moral parents that are trying to raise their children morally and with a good foundation of God and a value system, you've got these guides that are out to raise the opposite. And like I said, they're going to be standing shoulder to shoulder with your kids. They are going to be so confused and so messed up, and they're going to try to draw your kids into it. We already see that in movies. We see that social media. We see that in these TV shows that we were talking about, how they make all the parents look like idiots and the kids are just ruling the roost. But you've got to do as much effort as these moms are doing, and it sounds ridiculous, to make their babies woke. We've got to do the same.
Awakened.
I had no idea. I'm looking at this, and it's popular. This whole thing.
Well, they all want to feel you. I watch them sit around the coffee shops in the morning, all the moms from the school, and I listen. You know, I'm nosy. I'm listening to the conversation. But these women, I'm sorry, God forgive me, they're whacked. They're talking about the apps that are on there to help you raise your kid. They're talking about the article. Use the God-given intuition that you have to raise your children, because 99.9% of the time it's right. And that other 0.1, call your mom. She'll know. It'll be 100% of the time. Hey, we got to go for a top of the hour. We're going to reset, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Go relieve yourself. Get your coffee. Come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes.